Hello, welcome to Morning Manna, May the 31st, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study of your word today. We're grateful for how you continue to teach us day by day. We thank you for all that you've shown us already, and we ask that you would continue to expand our understanding, that we will be able to stand with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we continue to take a look at the 2300 days of Daniel chapter 8, a great period of prophecy. And this is part 3. And we're going to expand a little bit because, as I promised, we're going to take a look at some of the things that we wanted to show you. We wish that you could see them. But since you can, I'm going to try to see if I can articulate them in such a way that you would be able to see them. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you if you could get a piece of paper and draw a straight line from left to right across the middle of the paper. And then we're going to see if we can't reconstruct this for you so that you can see it. Now, the 2300-day prophecy began in the year 457. That began with the decree to rebuild Jerusalem. And so what I want you to do is at the end of the line over to your left, the far left of the line. Now remember now, you're going to draw a straight line from left to right across the paper, in the middle of the paper. Over to the far left, I want you to write 457 BC. Now that's where the decree to rebuild Jerusalem was given in that particular year. Now on the far right of the line, now make sure that it's a long line now, that it covers the entire page. I want you to write the number 1844 AD. So on the left, you have 457 BC. And then over to the far right, you have 1844 AD. Now that was the date in which the investigative judgment begins in heaven. And of course, that also covers the entire period of the 2300 days or years. So, from 457 BC over on the left, all the way over to 1844 AD on the right, you have there the 2300 days or years. All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to measure about one quarter of the distance from the left in. One quarter of the distance from the left in, heading towards the right, just one quarter of the distance. And that would be a couple of inches in. And what you're going to do is you're going to put a mark there. Put a mark there, a straight line, a little mark there. And above that mark, you put 27 AD. 27 AD. All right, so now let's see if we got that now. Remember now, on your paper, over to the far left, you have 457 BC, and then you come across a couple of inches, and then you put 27 AD. Now, 27 AD was when Jesus became the Messiah. And the distance, so the length of time between 457 BC and 27 AD was 483 years. That's 483 years. Now, that's what the prophecy said it was going to be, in any case. All right? Then you go forward. You're heading towards the right. And you do another inch or so. And you put down another mark, about an inch further over to the right. And by that mark, you put 34 AD. So now you should have about three marks leftish of your line, all right? And not even halfway over. You start at 457 BC. You come across a little bit. Then you've got 27 AD. And then you come across a little bit further. And then you've got 34 AD. Now remember, 457 BC is when the decree to rebuild Jerusalem was given. And that was the beginning of the 2300 days. 27 AD, which is the first mark you make heading towards the right, is when Christ became became the Messiah. And a little further over, 34 AD, is where Stephen was stoned. And that would be the end of the 490 years, or the 70 weeks. All right? So you got it now. So let's go back again. You've got a long line. Over the far left of the line is 457 BC. Over the far right of the line is 1844 AD. About an inch or two beyond the 457 BC heading right, you come to 27 AD, which is the where Christ became the Messiah, began his ministry. Another inch or so, you come to 34 AD, where Stephen is stoned. Now, the difference between 457 and 34 AD is the 490 years, or the 70 weeks, that were given to the Jewish people to do the work that they needed to do to straighten up and get right before God. Now, in the middle of that mark, in the middle of 27 AD and 34 AD, you've got to put it right in the middle. There's another mark you put, and that is 31 AD. And that was then when Jesus was crucified, or that was when Jesus was cut off. All right? So now you should have, beyond 457 BC, there should be that first mark, about a couple of inches over, 27 AD, then another couple of inches over, 34 AD, and in between the 27 and 34, you should have where Jesus was cut off at 31 AD. And then, beyond 34 AD, all the way down to 1844 AD, that's another 1810 years, and that gives you the entire distance of the 2300 days prophecy. Now, that's basically what it looks like. And I hope that you were able to reproduce that on your paper for yourself. That way, it'll give you a look at where it is we're talking about. Because it's important that you grasp these dates. Remember now, 70 weeks would be 490 days, as a day in prophecy represents a year. And this period would be 490 years, beginning at 457 BC. And then the command to rebuild and restore Jerusalem was brought to its completion by Artaxerxes in the seventh year on his reign in 457 BC. From this date, 457, the 69 weeks or 483 years would extend to the baptism of Christ in 27 AD, where he would begin his ministry. And then the whole period of 490 years reached to 34 AD. Now you're looking at that chart that you've already drawn on your paper, when the martyrdom of Stephen occurred and the gospel began to be preached to the Gentiles. Now notice in 34 AD, that means that God is saying, listen, you guys have not been listening. You guys have not been listening at all. You have been doing what you wanted to do. You wanted to interpret the gospel the way you wanted to interpret it. You even ignored my son when I sent him to show you what I meant by all of the messages that I gave to the prophets. But you ignored the prophets, you killed the prophets, and now you ignored him, and you killed him. So now you don't have an opportunity. I've given you 490 years to get it together. I've given you a whole set of period of time of probation to make sure that you ask for forgiveness and get it together, and you have not gotten it together. All right. Now, God is still kind, though, because before the end of that generation, Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. So there's still a number of years that God gave them, but they were no longer, the followers of Christ, they were no longer chosen, because it was in 34 AD, remember, after Stephen was stoned, that the message was sent to the Gentiles. Now, the original message from God was sent to the Jews, to the Israelites, to get them ready for the coming of the Lord, so that they would be prepared to share the truth with the rest of the world. They failed to do that. All right. And the 2300 years would extend from 457 BC to 1844 AD, which began the great Second Advent movement, which calls upon all to come out of modern Babylon and to prepare for the next great event, the coming of Christ and the destruction of the world by fire. And of course, that call is to us, those who are a part of the great Second Advent movement. All right. And one of the interesting things about 1844, a lot of people call it the great disappointment. And because they were all getting ready for the coming of the Lord at that time and he did not come. And so they were disappointed. Now, here's something else that we need to look at. However, in the Day of Atonement, during the time when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, and the high priest would go in on the Day of Atonement from the holy place into the most holy place, the people of Israel had spent like 10 to 15 days making sure that they were clean before God. Because, of course, you see, the high priest was representing them. And if he entered in from the holy place into the most holy place, but the people in the nation were not clean before God, then he would have died and lost his existence at that point. And so they needed to be clean. They spent a lot of time, those 15 days before the Day of Atonement, making sure that they confessed their sins, making sure that they asked for forgiveness, making sure that they came clean before the Lord. So that on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest moved from the holy place into the most holy place, there was a nation outside, a people outside in the court who were clean before the Lord. Because the children who were living back in 1844 thought Jesus was coming, they went to the trouble of getting clean before the Lord. They cleansed themselves. They asked for forgiveness. They didn't even spend any time reaping their crops or selling their houses or any. They just left everything and turned to Christ. And God allowed this to happen so that on the day when Christ left the holy place in heaven and went into the most holy place in heaven, there was a group of individuals on the earth who were clean before God. So in actual fact, it was a Day of Atonement on the earth as it was in heaven, because notice, there was this group of individuals who, because they thought Christ was coming, had spent the effort and the time to be clean before the Lord. And that is something that you and I must understand was so important. And it is something that as we get ready for the coming of the Lord when he comes again, we must be ready for him, must be clean before him, must make sure that we have an understanding of the truth so that we stand with him and for him and allow him to be the one that represents us in heaven. And when he stands up and says it's finished and he gets ready to come, there will be a people on this earth who will be willing and ready to answer him and be ready to receive him. The 2300 days of Daniel chapter 8 verse 14 locates four important events in the history of God's work for his people. The line of prophecy opened with the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 25, and you also saw that in some other places also, Ezra 7, 11 through 26. It required 79 years for the execution of this command. It was first executed by Cyrus in 536 BC. And several years later, in Darius, reissued the decree. The decree given by Artaxerxes in 457 completed the command. And the decree went into effect near the middle of the year, which would make the exact date 457 BC. The second great event located by this line of prophecy was the anointing of Jesus, which was in connection with his baptism in the spring of 27 AD and marked the end of the 69th week. The third event was the crucifixion of Christ, which took place in the midst of the 70th week. The fourth important event was the investigative judgment, which opened at the close of the 2,300 days. From the going forth of the command to restore and to build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. All right. And of course, that would be literally 483 prophetic days or literal years. Now, we've got to understand that that was fulfilled exactly as God had foretold it. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. And this anointing took place at the time of his baptism. The 69 weeks or 483 years reached to the baptism of Christ by John in the river Jordan. From the decree of Artaxerxes, 457 years reach into the year 1 AD in the present dispensation, but 26 years remained to the 69 weeks, which terminated with the baptism of Christ. 26 years added to the year 1 brings us to 27 AD, in the fall of which year Christ was baptized. So you notice now that same layout that we just gave you, the one that you drew on your paper, that is what is being described here. As the baptism of Christ was one sign given by Gabriel by which the Jews might have known the Messiah, so his death was a second token. 1 week, 7 years remained of the allotted time of the Jewish nation. During one half of that time, 3.5 years, the Son of God walked among the people. The sick were healed. He comforted the brokenhearted and preached the gospel to the poor. High and low, rich and poor, alike came within the circle of his influence. And in the midst of the week, said the angel to Daniel, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. At the time of the Passover feast, in the spring of 31 AD, 3.5 years after his baptism, Christ was crucified by the very people he had tried to save. As his life went out, the inner veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. The mercy seat only by the high priest, the mercy seat seen only by the high priest once each year, was laid open to the gaze of the multitudes. The knife fell from the hand of the priest, and the sacrificial lamb escaped. God has withdrawn his presence from the temple. The Lamb of God himself had been slain, and sacrifice and oblation were forever done away. Those ceremonies which had shadowed forth the death of the Savior ceased at the cross. There was in the midst of the last week of the prophetic 70 weeks. In 34 AD, Stephen was stoned. And as a result of the severe persecution which followed, the believers were driven from Jerusalem and went everywhere preaching the word. Israel had withdrawn from God, and his spirit could no longer protect them. In less than 40 years, the city was captured by the array of Titus, the army of Titus. The temple was burned, and the Jews were scattered to the ends of the earth, there to remain until the consummation of all things at the time determined. There can be no question as to the accuracy of the date of 457 BC as the beginning of the 70 weeks, for it is established by four events: the decree of Artaxerxes, the baptism of Christ, the crucifixion, and the spread of the gospel among the Gentiles. History establishes the date 457 BC as the 77th year of Artaxerxes by more than 20 epistles. The 490 years can be reckoned backwards from the New Testament history, or forward from the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. The angel had given the event during the first 490 years of the 2,300 days of Daniel 8:14. 1,810 years remained, and the 490 years ended in the year 34 AD. To this add 1,810 years, and we have the year 1844. Daniel had been shown the event which would mark this year. It was the investigative judgment and the giving of the message of the first angel of the 14th chapter of Revelation. If you read Stephen Haskell's book, on Book of Daniel, you will find that all of the comments that I just gave you, he completely aligns with. And you will recognize something tremendous about how the life of Christ is laid out in that book, especially when you're dealing with the prophecy of Daniel and the way that all of the 2300 days was laid out. the power of God's word is revealed not just in the prophecy itself, but in the layout, in the genealogy of the years that followed. And today, you and I stand as a part of that beginning of 1844, where we are called to spread the gospel to the entire world. God is calling you today. He's calling you to give your life to Him. And I sincerely hope that you have had an opportunity to understand exactly the chronology of all that we have been talking about. Keep that piece of paper that you have. It'll help you to grasp how the whole thing laid out. The beginnings of 1844 and the beginning of the remnant church. The church that has been called to spread the gospel and to do the last work that must take place upon this earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to give us clarity in your prophecies. We thank you that you've told us in advance all that is to take place, so that we would know for sure exactly what needs to be done in our lives, that we will be obedient to your will and to fulfill that which you have for us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Morning Manna, May the 31st, 2021.